Yes, indeed. Understanding is part of the process. Understanding where we are today as to how we got here, whether it's using your astrological chart or even looking up at the stars. I have a question for David that we'll ask in the next segment regarding the position of the stars. I have to say, Beth McDonald, our astronomical and astrological assignment editor, that is where I get the AAA, folks. By the way, you sent me an email, and at the beginning of the email, it gave me an idea for an introduction. Ladies and gentlemen, our AAA editor is Henry Kissinger. But you don't sound like Henry Kissinger now.
No, I'm definitely doing better. I had a little nap. I've been struggling with a cold, and people have been making fun of my voice for days.
Well, that's all right.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Mr. Nixon,
yes.
So, today, we're celebrating solstice today, but of course, summer solstice actually took place on the 21st, which was Tuesday past. And we've been in a cycle of eclipses. Not all of them we've been able to see for various reasons, whether it be the marine layer or just because this part of the Earth doesn't see them. But those eclipses seem to elicit great interest, whether you're an astronomer or not.
Right.
Somehow people, they get drawn into that whole aspect of it. There's some mystical aspect to eclipses, Beth.
Yes. Now, in the past, because people were not as aware of them, sometimes you could go a whole lifetime and not witness one in your particular place where you lived. You know, it was seen to be a very, very dark, very bad omen. And for me now, I like David, I love astrologers like you who focus on the empowerment of things. And the thing I try to emphasize is just that, you know, the eclipses are a time when something is revealed, when more is revealed. And, you know, what can make it difficult is that often, you know, the thing that is revealed is something we were deliberately trying to avoid.
Yeah.
So to just try and make peace with what your world is showing you and make the best of it, especially in the, you know, when it's around the solstice like now, which is such a community time, you know, it's a time of people, you know, Gemini rules neighbors and neighborhoods and siblings and cousins and that sort of a thing. And in more agrarian societies this time of year, we had to start working together to bring in the harvest in the northern hemisphere, at least. And so it doesn't have to be an ugly time. You know, you have control. It is what you make it.
And I know that a lot of people are most interested, especially in the moon, because it's the one thing that we see in the sky aside from the sun. But we also are rather transfixed late at night. As a matter of fact, Amrita and I were out walking last night in the dead of night, probably around 10 or 11 o'clock. And I just happened to look up. Now, where we live, I can see the stars unbelievably. I mean, we're at 2,200 feet.
Right.
So it's just spectacular up there, but I don't know what in the heck what is. But I do know where Venus is, and I've seen, you know, that very bright, we call it a star. It's a planet, but nonetheless.
Right.
But we all are enamored by what we see in the sky. And is it something that somebody has created as far as the attributes of these celestial bodies that gives it the power that it does? I don't want to say over us, but in the context of our thinking about it in the way that we do.
I think it's something that's evolved over time, and perhaps David can also speak to this in later in the segment. Because there are some real similarities between the Vedic and the Western astrology in terms of the interpretations of some of the planets.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's said to just be something that has evolved over time and is still evolving. Different planets are said to rule different archetypes and different aspects of our lives. And if you play around with anything long enough, you'll find patterns.
I have to wonder, though, what would happen, whether it be Vedic or Western, if one of the planets was taken out by a comet or something, or was knocked out of its normal orbit, or even if Earth were. I mean, that's one of the things that does perplex me, and I would have to talk to an astronomer about how is it that if everything's in motion in the universe – that all of these constellations are always in basically the same place and in the same forms and have been for the last 1,000, 2,000 years, if everything's in motion. How can the three stars that make up Orion's belt still be in that position today after over 2,000 years? That doesn't make any sense if everything's in motion.
That would be an ideal panel discussion.
Yeah. Well, maybe one of these days we'll do that. Maybe we'll open up the forum for that
bigger.
One of these days. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
awesome.
The main focus we want to look at for this coming week is?
Well, it's working together. Well, actually, the biggest piece for me is the solstice represents your fullest expression. This is often a time when we reconnect with the shining star at the core of our own souls. And so if you had to put a pinpoint focus anywhere, I would say focus on your own strengths and assets. And then the secondary focus is how you utilize those to serve your family and community.
And enjoy what you see in the sky.
Yep. That
Beth
too.
McDonald of BethMcDonaldConsulting.com, thank you much, and we will talk to you next Saturday.
Awesome.
All right. Take care of yourself.
You too. Thank
right.
you.
I'm Richard Dugan. This is Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. Stay where you are.